News for and about North Central Pennsylvania is next.
Friday, September 9th. Good day. I'm Jerry Miller with this report of Black Forest Broadcasting News. Shop now through Saturday at Costa Surefine Food Shop in Cowdersport during the kickoff to savings on these featured items. Save in Costa's meat department on a value pack of fresh, all-natural boneless skinless chicken breast fillets, only $1.88 a pound, and 73% lean ground beef, just $2.28 a pound. Enjoy real deli freshness with Russert deli sliced Virginia style smoked ham at $3.98 a pound. Fresh in Costa's produce aisle, golden bananas only 38 cents a pound. A 3-pound bag of Paula Red or Ginger Gold apples just $1.88. And a whole seedless watermelon $2.98 each. And save lots on a 22 ounce loaf of Stroman King or ranch bread. Get a second loaf free. Make sure to check out this week's special flyer for lots more great savings at Costa Surefine Food Shop in Cowdersport. Costa Surefine, all the best for less. Like them on Facebook. Penn State says we'll have afternoon sunshine today, a high of 82, showers and thunderstorms developing and continuing through the night, a low of 66. Partly cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms Saturday and Saturday night, a daytime high of 85, an overnight low of 59. On Sunday, it'll be sunny with lower humidity and a cooler high of 72 and an overnight low of 49. It is September 9th,
and on this day in 1836, 27-year-old Abraham Lincoln received his license to practice law. A Republican, he became the 16th president and was assassinated because of his freeing the slaves. But Abraham Lincoln was licensed to practice law starting 180 years ago today. In today's news, each September, thousands of visitors make their way to Pennsylvania's Elk Country to experience for themselves the wonder of the bugling season. Kimberly Lott at Cinnamahoney State Park tells Black Forest Broadcasting News. This season, the park has had a herd of 22 cows and calves, along with two large bulls that have been hanging out at the upper end of the park. Last weekend, the herd of elk were spotted at the wildlife viewing area and at the wildlife center. Other sightings include areas at 40 Maples and at the Stevenson Dam. For those interested in following Pennsylvania's elk population, there's a new feature. The Pennsylvania Game Commission has installed a camera on state game lands 311 in Elk County, in a field that typically is a hub of elk activity as the bugling season heats up. The camera was installed with the help from the State Department of Conservation and Natural Resources Bureau of Forestry and the North Central Regional Planning and Development Commission. Video and sound from the camera are being live streamed on the Game Commission's website, pgc.pa.gov, and some good-sized bull elk, not to mention turkeys, deer, and other wildlife, already have made appearances. The live stream, which is provided by the Game Commission's partner, HD on Tap, is the latest in a string of real-time wildlife watching opportunities offered by the Game Commission, including the ever-popular Eagle Cam that has attracted millions of viewers. Senate President Pro Tempore Joe Scarnati, our own state senator, will host the 8th annual 3-day 100-mile charity classic ride from Gettysburg to Anvil this weekend to raise money for three children's hospitals in Pennsylvania. Over the past 8 years, more than $1 million has been raised for the children's hospitals. The money raised during the ride will go to Children's Hospital Pittsburgh, Children's Hospital Philadelphia, and Penn State Hershey Children's Hospital. This year, Scarnati will be riding in memory of his daughter Lisa, who faced many health challenges throughout her life. The young girl died this summer. According to Scarnati, so far this year, $103,400 has been raised for the hospitals, and 49 riders will be taking part in the 3-day event. The ride is bipartisan. Scarnati explains that Lieutenant Governor Mike Stack, a Democrat, has provided strong support for the charity event, which was renamed the Scarnati Stack 100 last year. They'll be riding Gettysburg Battlefield to York today, York to Hershey tomorrow, and Hershey to Anvil on Sunday. Financial contributions may be made to the Foundation for Enhancing Communities in Harrisburg, and donations can also be made online. PennDOT reports a roadway improvement project project that got underway late last month on Route 46 in McKean County is continuing, with work taking place on Route 146 today through Saturday. Work will feature drainage repairs on Route 46 today near the intersection of Routes 46 and 146. The work zone will be controlled by automated flagging equipment. Through Saturday, base repair work is taking place on Route 146 from the Claremont area south for about 5 miles. Traffic through the work zone will be controlled by roadway flaggers. Then starting Monday, Route 46 will be closed from the McKean-Cameron County line to the Route 6 intersection near Smethwort as full-depth reclamation work begins. The project will result in 5 miles of new roadway and an additional 15 miles of improved roadway surface. Once this section of Route 46 is closed, a detour will be in place using Route 6, 120, and 155. The detour is expected to last through October and includes a Route 6 bridge about 2.5 miles west of Port Allegheny that opened on August 23rd. Residents living along that section, Route 46, will be able to access their home. IA Construction is the contractor for the $3.13 million project that is expected to finish in late November. In other news, it's too early to determine the extent of damage
to the home of Paul and Eugene Heimel on Mill Street in Countersport
following an electrical fire last night, according to Countersport Volunteer Fire Chief Brian Phelps.
A tree come down, ripped the main service from the residence. Some electrical appliances inside were damaged. At this point, it is undetermined how many and dollar value of damages. Three units and 19 guys responded to that call. They were in quarters a short time later after checking the residence and making sure things were safe and there's no fire hazard.
Countersport Volunteer Fire Chief Brian Phelps. Mansfield-based state police are looking for a driver of a hit-and-run vehicle which damaged a house on Route 349 in Gaines Township just after midnight Wednesday. Authorities say that the vehicle was traveling south on Route 349 and failed to stop at a posted stop sign at the intersection with Route 6, traveled through the intersection, and hit the house located on the south side of Route 6. The driver then fled the scene. Police say that the car would have minor front end damage. And a 26-year-old Mainsburg woman has been cited for harassment in connection to an assault allegedly taking place Tuesday night at a home in Sullivan Township. State police claim that when they investigated a domestic dispute, they found that 26-year-old Jennifer Post had struck another woman in the head repeatedly, and charges are being filed in district court. This is Black Forest Broadcasting News.
There's more regional news and calendar of events on our website, blackforestbroadcasting.com.